Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There's a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
So I would say, of course, there are moments when we all don't put masks back on as quickly as we should.
Did you forget the rules?
You're vaccinated and your family members are vaccinated. Those who are eligible, and that is obviously very young children and not yet eligible, that you can enjoy the holidays.
Well, label me thankful.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The problems that already exist with respect to inflation. And as you know, inflation is a tax on the working and middle class more than it's a tax on anybody else.
All those economic problems add up to a big political problem for the president. Is all of this his fault? Of course not.
We'll talk about it when you want to talk about it. I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And you probably know this, but Colin Powell, the former Secretary of State, former Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, will not be down for breakfast. He was 84 when he died, cancer-stricken, COVID, so he had comorbidities, very old. He's deceased. And also not going to be down for breakfast is Thelma Lou from The Andy Griffith Show. Betty Lynn. It was her name. She died at 95 in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Mount Airy, Mayberry. She moved to Mayberry about 14 years ago from L.A. She was tired of getting robbed, so she moved to Mount Airy, Surrey County, North Carolina. So rest in peace, Colin Powell and Thelma Lou from the Barney Fife's love interest, other than his gun and his bullet. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. You know, there was used to be a senator from Vermont. His name was George Aiken, and he was around for a very, very long time. And in the late 1960s, early 1970s, he came up with a novel solution to the quagmire of Vietnam. I mentioned quagmire because we're in a quagmire right now with COVID-19. And he said what we should do, he was a Republican, George Aiken, old Yankee stock, kind of a, you know, a Calvin Coolidge type. He said, what we should do is declare victory in Vietnam and get the hell out. And I think I think that's probably what the Biden people want to do now. All of his Biden minions, like Charlie Parker, the governor of Massachusetts, just declare that it's over, that we've solved the problem, and that there's nothing left to do. I mean, this thing is just such a complete mess. I mean, even NBC has turned on St. Fauci. There was something on Saturday, the Today Show. They actually fact-checked something. That was on NBC. They fact-checked Dr. Anthony Fauci's fear on MSNBC with Joy Reid, the victim of the time-traveling hacker, the delinquent taxpayer in Forsyth County, North Carolina, et cetera, et cetera. A report on NBC's Today Saturday fact-checked Dr. Fauci's terror of a dramatic COVID-19 surge from crowded football stadiums, saying it never happened. Wow, this is what you call a random act of journalism, huh? Shaquille Brewster said these stadiums that we've all seen on TV, at least in the cutaways over the weekends, have not become super spreader events. For weeks, crowds in the tens of thousands, mostly unmasked, have sat side by side now cheering on their teams at the halfway point of the season, all while doctors, well, actually one doctor, warned of games becoming potential super spreader events, a frightening prospect at the time with hospitals already on the brink. Were they really on the brink, or were they on the brink because the staff was leaving because of the vaccine mandates? I'm going to say it was more the latter than the former. As soon as I saw it, Joy Reid said, I thought COVID is about to have a feast. What do you think, doctor? Well, I thought the same thing, Fauci said. I think it's really unfortunate. But then here's the NBC reporter. And again, this is shocking. She's probably been suspended by now. But it never happened. Cases are now in steep decline in every college football state across the South, including Florida, where hospitalizations fell 64% last month. That sentence fragment in itself is enough for termination. Even as 90,000 fans packed the Gators Stadium in Gainesville, obviously. And they have another doctor on commenting on this about the seeing all the people in the stands. You see it on TV and it really looks scary because we're not used to seeing that anymore. That Cindy Prinz is easily frightened. That's all I can say. When I started seeing it, I was very happy. It warmed the cockles of my heart to see it. But in reality, I think the exposure isn't as great as we think it is. We? What do you mean we, Kemosabe? Meanwhile, here are the numbers. There's been a 35% decline in Georgia, 32% decline in South Carolina, 30% decline in Mississippi, 22% decline in Arkansas, 23% decline in Alabama, 9% in Texas. Every single SEC, Southeastern Conference state where millions of people have gone to college football games has not led to a feast of COVID, as Dr. Fauci predicted. However, the numbers are way up in Vermont. And Vermont, as we know, has the highest vaccination rate in the nation. Highest. Number one. And now they have the highest or the second highest rate of COVID infections. Not that that really means a hell of a lot, but those are the numbers they're using today as they continually move the goalposts around. So, you know, they got to do something here. This is a real mess in Massachusetts as well with the state police. The state police union had a press conference today. There's 300 state police in Massachusetts who remain unvaccinated. 100 of them haven't even asked for an exemption, and so they are supposedly, I guess, suspended or going to be suspended, but. The people who have asked for an exemption, religious or medical, they were told that they were done as of midnight last night. Then Friday, we talked about this on Friday, they issued a 180 and said, you're expected to come to work. So now there's so many people have like retired or they're going back to their old police departments, municipal police departments, city or town, where they don't have mask requirements or more likely they have a testing alternative. You could just get the stupid test, which is meaningless. But then increasingly the vaccines appear to be less than meaningful, shall we say. Maybe not totally meaningless, but they don't seem to work that well. Colin Powell, for instance, was vaccinated, fully vaccinated. And again, he was older. He had comorbidities, et cetera. But so, you know, they're going to go, these people are going back to the force. So the state police now, I was talking to people today, are now being forced to call people in. That means it's a paramilitary organization, so you can be called in. You can be ordered to work. So they call it force. Don't make us force anything. Don't make us do a force, they say. But they're forcing troopers to come to work and work overtime, who until Friday they had been planning to have suspended without pay and have them off the job. And now they're working double shifts. How is this working out? And then we have the correctional officers in Massachusetts. This happened after the show ended last Friday night. They issued prison guards union issued a statement. They're being told that they have the 40% of them are unvaccinated, and they have to get vaccinated or they're going to begin to be discharged. Although now, of course, that's not really being enforced either. They've blinked. But during the course of the negotiations with the administration of Charlie Parker, the governor, on Friday, the union, considering they're all going to be fired now for not getting vaccinations, or 40% of them, supposedly, they said, you know, the prisoners in the penitentiaries don't have to get vaccinated. Okay, yeah, that's right. They're like illegal aliens or people on welfare. They're Democrats. So they don't have to follow the rules of everybody else. So the union said, well, so how many prisoners in Massachusetts jail prisons are suffering from COVID? You know what the answer was? Zero. Zero. The goose egg, the donut. But yet still, the guards have to get vaccinated to protect who exactly? Who? It is just so preposterous. I just can't believe it. And it's across the board. Now they're gonna lay off over 100 people at Los Alamos, the nuclear facility in New Mexico. Over 100 are going to be let go. This is where they're supposed to keep tabs on nuclear safety. But they're going to fire everyone who hasn't gotten a vaccine. And a lot of these guys, because of the nature of they're doing research and testing, clinical stuff, they don't even ever come to work. But they still have to get vaccinated or they're going to be fired. You think is this going to help or hurt the safety protocols at the nuclear power plants, nuclear military facilities, et cetera, et cetera? What is the theory behind firing everybody at the nuclear lab in Los Alamos? I'll wait for your answer. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. 808 says the prisoners in Massachusetts jails have more autonomy over their bodies than the guards. Yes, that is exactly. Well put, 808. My friends at Balance 7 are doing something they've never done before. They are taking $10 off plus free shipping on their 32-ounce supply bottle to make it even more affordable for the listeners to try. This 11-day supply will cost you less than $20. Balance 7 gives me more energy than coffee, and with this price, it costs less than a cup of coffee. Howie Carr Show listeners love Balance 7. One listener writes, I started drinking Balance 7 three times a day, and within 2 weeks, I started enjoying activities like hiking again. I headed back to Florida a couple of weeks ago, and I took 4 jugs with me. That's how much I love this stuff. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often at remotes, listeners thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. Acids can come from coffee or even wine. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference within 72 hours. If you suffer from heartburn or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. This special is for 1 week only, so order today at balance7.com and put in code HOWIE10 for $10 off and free shipping. Order today and save $10 off their 11-day supply bottle and receive free shipping with code HOWIE10. That's code word HOWIE10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
413 says the vaccine mandate is being used as a way to purge conservatives from the workplace. But it's not just conservatives, you know. Especially in the private sector, I've talked to people that they've gone over the list of people at their businesses where, and a disproportionate number are of color, okay? And I think the same will apply in these state agencies, too. I don't know how they're going to get around this. That's why I think they may pull a George Akin. I think David Bossie on FoxNews.com may have been on to something today when he says we're coming to a moment of a George Akin moment of victory here to get out of this quagmire that we find ourselves in. Anyway, Chuck Schumer every week does a press conference in New York, and he's done it since he was a congressman, maybe even before, just to get a little free ink on the slow Sunday papers and Sunday night newscasts. Yesterday, he came out in Manhattan and said that the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, Safety Administration, whatever it is, should use its canine teams to keep airport security lines moving if there is a worker shortage. If TSA lags in jabs, send in the dogs.
Poor dog died.
40% of TSA employees are not vaccinated, and those are not Trump supporters. They are disproportionately of color. So are they going to go? I don't think so. There is no reason on God's green earth why anyone, let alone a TSA agent, shouldn't have the vaccine. Now, if the agency plans with contingencies, including the deployment of the canine dog teams, travel headaches can be avoided. Do you know people that are afraid of dogs? I do. We all do, right? I don't know if they were bitten by dogs or they just have a phobia about them. And what happens if they get scared? I mean, people tend to be jittery a little bit. A lot of people tend to be jittery in airports to begin with. They don't like going up in the air. They're self-medicated with booze or drugs to get them through the process of going up 5 or 7 miles in the air, et cetera, et cetera. So a dog suddenly comes after them. Do you think there could be a problem there? Maybe. What could possibly go wrong with having dogs? In the 70s in Boston, the TPF, I talk about them a lot, tactical patrol force, they had dogs, but they never turned them on anybody. The dogs were there to provide deterrence unless things really got out of control. When things get out of control, the dogs act like they did in Birmingham when they were working for a Democrat by the name of Bull Connor during the civil rights demonstrations. Anyway, today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is on. Book an ocean view room with a two queen-size beds and a fireplace at NausetBeachInn.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should police dogs be used at airports to keep security lines moving?
I don't think so.
51-49 in favor of no, they should not. 51-49. Okay.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
I don't mind the dogs myself, the Secret Service dogs at Mar-a-Lago, but they're just going through the trunks of the cars and stuff. They're not patrolling you.
Mar-a-Lago!
I don't think so. Alice, you're next with Howie Carr. Quickly, Alice.
Oh, hi, Howie.
Hi.
My question is, I'm a state employee from Central Mass, and I'm still waiting to hear my destination. But
yes,
how would I think 2 weeks after the larger state fair everyone went to, everyone's going on hay rides and out to dinner and everything else, if this is such a bad thing, we're being mandated?
I couldn't agree with you more, Alice. I mean, have you talked to your union rep about this?
Oh, yeah. I've talked to everybody.
What does he say? What does he or she say?
Well, everyone's telling me to call this one, call that one, call this one, call that one.
Yeah, typical, right? I'm sorry, Alice. We'll be back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The texters are all raising very good questions about Chuck Schumer's suggestion that we use police dogs at the airports. I didn't know they knew how to check boarding passes. You know, that's a... You know, how about the fact that you have to find these dogs, and then you have to train them, and a certain percentage of the dogs can't be trained. I'm thinking of my own late Gunnar and Pearl.
They Why do I have a feeling good. Pugs aren't going to be the number one breed that they think of for this?
Yeah, but it takes months to train a dog to do this kind of stuff.
I don't know if during COVID, you know, a pug is the perfect dog to put people at ease with all the droplets they're expelling. By the way, I don't know why you're acting surprised that they can check passports. They cured cancer.
Well, 781 says, how will dogs replace TSA workers? It's bad enough that my carry-on stuff gets manhandled, but now it will get drooled on, too, and they might eat my snacks.
Yes, never even thought of that.
And you know, and there are certain religious groups, protected religious groups, I might add, that don't like dogs. So what are you going to do with them running up and down the line?
Yeah, well, it also just seems
like... Are they going to be sniffed by cats?
Are you going to need people with the dogs, or are these dogs just going to be roaming around? I don't understand the logistics here.
I think they're going to be, you know,
they're just going to be by themselves.
It's a dog rule everywhere.
Are they going to be walking on their hind legs?
What I want to know is what if they're on a leash and somebody gets out of line and the TSA official decides to pull the dog back or get the person and the dog under control by using the leash on the person. Wouldn't that be like a whip? Or are whips only forbidden on Haitian illegal alien criminals crossing the border, but they're okay on American citizens who are trying to go to Fort Myers to see their kids?
Yeah, this seems like a recipe for disaster. Plus, you have those people. I'm not one of these people, but there are people who are always like, can I pet the dog? You know, and they stick their little grimy little hand out, and the dog thinks it's like a big piece of ham. You got some liabilities.
Nobody ever tried to do that with the TPF canines, Grace.
Really? Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how this plays out. Jen Psaki, how he is brushing off the video of Biden violating the D.C. mask mandate, and he wasn't the only one.
Of course he is. Of course she is. I mean, Joe Biden is a very sophisticated person, Grace.
He is. He's so sophisticated.
And sophisticated people don't have to worry. We've been told that by the New York Times. The same New York Times that told us 900,000 children had been hospitalized for COVID. And that the Russian collusion hoax was real.
But Howie, I want to be sophisticated.
Yeah, I know you do. You've only got a few more weeks to get through. I think you're going to be okay, Grace.
No, but I
think you're
going to
get through your wedding and sophistication.
I think I'm going to be good with that, but I just want to be sophisticated in general. I want to be able to sell art for $500,000 and not wear a mask wherever I go. And I want to see...
So does President Trump. He said he's taking up art.
I want to see Tony perform, and I want to be asked to sing with them. You know?
I want to get a haircut
when no one else can get a haircut.
You want to stand in front of a group from Barnstable High like Karen Pulido did, and they're all wearing masks, and you're not wearing a mask. Or appear with the new WNBA champions where they're all wearing masks, and Larry Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, isn't wearing a mask.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I do. By the way, Howie, Southwest employees protest vaccine mandate at company's headquarters. This really is happening all over the country and all over the world, Howie. The Let's Go Brandon chants are even making their way to Europe. Let's go, Brandon.
I know. That's good. We're going to do that at the top of the next hour. That's when we do it now on Mondays. It's a Monday tradition now at the Howie Carr Show these last few weeks. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
That kid's my favorite because he's the most audible. Yeah. You know, it's clear.
People are also pointing out that some people are allergic to dogs. I'd forgotten about that, too. Yeah.
My older brother is highly allergic.
So what happens if, you know, somebody, you know, gets sick at the airport and, you know, misses their flight because they got they had a bad allergy to one of these dogs? And what about are we going to be repurposing any of the dogs that we left behind in Afghanistan for this this arduous task of biting holiday travelers at the airports?
These are all really good questions. I just don't understand how they're going to read all our paperwork and tell us which lines to go in.
You know, I bow to no one in my lack of respect for Chuck Schumer. But when I read that yesterday that he had said this, I was gobsmacked.
Plus, what about the people who have to do that thing where they check your body? Are the dogs going to do that?
Yeah.
Again.
And you know, when I when I go through the line and I know I'm not going to make it through the regular gate because of my titanium, I always point at my right hip. Now, is the dog going to take that as a sign to bite me on my right hip?
Yeah, he might think you're saying there's a treat in here, boy. Okay, we're acting like these dogs are just, you know, your run-of-the-mill pugs. These are highly trained dogs, Howie.
I know. So how long is it going to take to get the TSA canine force into action?
I don't know.
Show them reruns of Paw Patrol. They'll be ready in a week.
I think Paw Patrol's canceled because it shows, like, police officers. The parents didn't like that.
And, you know, each dog needs a handler, so how would this help? So you have to – the handler – doesn't matter about the dog. What about – the handler has still got to be vaccinated. And by the way, I thought that they were giving shots to these mammals in the zoo. So the dogs are going to need to be vaccinated too. Suppose the dog has seeks a religious exemption or a medical exemption.
Yeah. You might need to write a column about this. You really do seem like you're onto something here. Justice for the dogs.
Gunnar would demand an exemption. What if he lost his taste and he couldn't taste the chicken that I bring him home from the remotes or Kowloons?
Yeah, Gunnar would have had a lot of issues. I'm glad Gunnar's not seeing this time in our society.
Gunnar's up at the Rainbow Bridge waiting for Mr. Carr.
Oh, God. All right. On that note, we have to move on. Seattle police officers have a very clear message for Mayor Jenny Durkin against the mandate. Howie, I don't know if you saw this, but Washington State employees were required to show proof of vaccination by today. This is costing the state. This is from Red State, by the way. This is costing the state people who had dedicated a lot of their lives to the service of others, like a Washington State trooper whose final video sign-off went viral before he was separated from his job after 22 years. Seattle is acting in accordance with the state's deadline and requiring people like police to be vaccinated by today. Mayor Jenny Durkin is refusing to provide any alternatives like masking and regular testing. For some reason, this mayor is refusing that, which I think is unreasonable and is void of common sense, said the union leader.
For some reason. I mean, this is for the same reason Charlie Parker is doing the exact same thing.
No, right. And this union leader, Mike Solon, he points out that crime is surging in this city. Our community is demanding more police officers to answer the 911 calls. And the fact we've already lost close to 350 police officers because of the politicians' political betrayal. And then you add this on top of it, and it's really, really frightening. I don't know how these companies are going to survive if they keep doing this.
You know, there's so few troopers out on the highway now. They're sending out these text messages all the time saying we need you to come in for overtime. Don't make us force you. Come on, let's make some money together. We're not panicking, but ... And you know, they're not making as many stops. If you know, do you think people are driving faster now, Grace, on the highways?
Yeah.
Why do you think that might be?
They probably think there's less risk.
Because there's no one's going to stop them. Because the troopers are going from one accident to another because there's so many fewer of them. And here's even more importantly, Grace, suppose if in normal times, you can get backup pretty quickly out on the highway.
Right.
But if there's if you're down like 20-30% on the highways, you're going to think twice about like stopping a load of illegal aliens carrying fentanyl?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I know I would.
I know.
Even if I had a dog.
And you know, Howie, it's one thing with the police officers, and I totally understand that. It's a thankless job, really. But then you think of the Border Patrol and how they're seeing the hypocrisy up close and personal. I mean, they're trying to help these people who are coming in unvaccinated. And then the second this administration thinks that they can do anything to vilify these men and women who are giving up so much, working in terrible conditions, they jump at the chance to make them out to seem like the bad guys. I'm honestly flabbergasted that people still sign up to do that job. And I so appreciate them and thank them for what they're doing. But there's no incentive to doing that, because unless you're just a really good person, you care about the country, which is obviously a nice incentive, but you're not getting any credit.
Incidentally, when is that report coming out?
Oh, don't hold your breath.
About the illegal alien criminals from Haiti getting quote unquote whipped.
Don't.
Not with a whip, but with a rein.
Don't hold your breath. Grace's News is brought to you by HelloFresh. Take a load off this fall with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers recipes and pre-portioned ingredients to your door so you can actually enjoy dinner instead of stressing out about meal prep and grocery shopping, which is getting more and more depressing as the shelves get emptier and emptier. Get up to 14 free meals plus free shipping with code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Howie, I do want to play one cut here from Jen Psaki. I'm always amazed when these stories come out about China. This administration seems to always bungle the response. In this case, a Chinese missile was reported, and it's saying that United States experts and, you know, people from the highest levels of our security were surprised by this missile. They did not see it coming, and they were surprised by China's capabilities. Listen to what Jen Psaki had to say. Cut 25.
Well, I know General Secretary Austin, I should say, was asked this question this morning and addressed it, but I'm not going to comment on the specific report. I can say and would echo what he said, which is generally speaking, we've made clear our concern about the military capabilities that the PRC continues to pursue. And we have been consistent in our approach with China. We welcome stiff competition, but do not want that competition to veer into conflict. And that is certainly what we convey privately as well.
Oddly, that's not what Harry Truman's administration said after the Soviets stole the plans to the atomic bomb. They didn't say, congratulations to Julius and Ethel Rosenberg for giving the Russians the atomic secrets. We welcome the competition.
Yeah, or as Jared just pointed out, it's strange that China didn't give Milley a call. He was nice enough to give them such a polite warning.
Thoroughly modern Milley.
Just looking out for one another. I guess it's a one-way street. One-way Milley is what we should call him. They're not as worried about Millie as he is about them, I guess. Howie, that's it for me today. We'll do Hate Mail Monday tomorrow, and I'm over and out.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242. We'll come back, and we'll take some more of your calls in just a moment. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds. Half a minute, 30 seconds, so you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
We gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
It's 707. What is the position of PETA on the TSA using dogs? If PETA's like ACLU, they're all in on it. All the deep state Mothers Against Drunk Driving is nowhere to be found anymore when it comes to illegal aliens driving drunk. They don't care. Only if you're an American citizen driving drunk is it a problem, apparently. Despite what the statistics would tell you. 844-500-4242. Thoroughly Modern Millie says 413. It's more like Millie Vanilli. You may have a point there. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
I just got to start off by saying Gunnar still lives. I showed his picture to my daughter-in-law last night, I swear to God, and she is another fan. So Gunnar has picked up another fan.
Oh,
but my
good.
Main reason for,
thank you.
My main reason for, oh, I love Gunnar. My main reason for calling was I did my own little case study. I went to a super spreader football game at West Virginia University, 58,000 people, and I've been scoffing this thing for months now. I say they're blowing this way out of proportion. So I put my money where my mouth was. I went to the game. I didn't wear a mask. I walked through crowds. I did everything I wasn't supposed to do. I have not been vaccinated. Howie, I'm fine.
That's shocking. There was only a 99.9% chance that you were going to be fine, Bob. You really took your life in your hands.
I'm 72. I certainly did.
You're 10 years under the average death age in Massachusetts, Bob, you know, at least for the breakthrough cases. It's, you know, come on. Listen, thanks for the kind words about Gunnar, too. I don't think Gunnar would like being a canine. I don't think Gunnar would like going through the airport security, even in a little box, a cage, whatever you want to call it. Thanks for the call. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Did we lose John? I think we lost John. So I don't know what happened. He hung on and then we lost him. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Howie, how are you today?
Good.
I just want to, isn't it amazing? So using Jen Psaki as an example, you know, the simplest questions are turned into such elaborate answers. And honestly, the answers they give are, they never go back to the actual answer or the question you're asking. I think a perfect example of this, I don't know if you've ever seen Ben Shapiro interview Neil deGrasse Tyson. They're talking about gender. And Neil deGrasse Tyson gives about a 1,000-word answer, but the answer has nothing to do because out of fear of being canceled or insulting someone. You know, so the Democrats are masters of words. They'll spin an entire answer, and by the time you get an answer, you don't even remember the question you asked.
Well, they wish you didn't remember the entire question. I think most people remember it, though, don't they, Joe? We're going to play some Barry Weiss. She was on with Brian Stelzer, Humpty Dumpty, from CNN. And he was saying, you say everything's gone mad. What's gone mad? And that's one of the things she says. She says, you're not allowed to talk about the difference between men and women. That shows the world's gone mad. She had a whole list of them. She reeled them right off like she was totally prepared, which I guess she was. But we'll play those cuts in a little while, Joe. All right, Andrea, you're next with Howie Carr. Very quickly, Andrea.
Yes.
Quickly.
Hi. Good afternoon. I'm working for DCF, at least for a few more days anyway. We're over caseload. We've all got denial letters that stated we've successfully.
When did you get the denial letters? When did you get the denial letters?
I got mine on Thursday, but it said that I successfully demonstrated a sincerely held religious belief.
So they said you had a reason to get a religious exemption, but they weren't going to give it to you. I'm Howie Carr.
Every time I see you, all I ever think is love.
Fall in love with a brand new 2022 Subaru Ascent. With three rows of seating for up to 8 passengers, the Ascent is built for your family's biggest autumn adventures. Love all there is about fall in New England in the 2022 Subaru Ascent. Lease for only $319 per month for 36 months with $3219 due at signing. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
The Nauset Beach Inn Winter Special is on. Rates are $110 a night and begin November 1st. It will sell out quickly, so book your room today. All rooms have 2 queen beds, a fireplace, and an ocean view. Nauset Beach Inn is the only hotel on the Cape Cod National Seashore and is pet-friendly as well. Howie Carr Show listeners love the Nauset Beach Inn. Contact-free check-in and check-out. Don't hesitate. These rooms will go fast. Reserve now at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
Joe Biden
will read anything that is put on that teleprompter. And when I say anything, I mean anything.
March 10, 2020.